All Things King, a Stephen King fan page. An interview with Anthony Northrup, founder and webmaster of the Facebook group. Anthony Northrup, originally from Long Island, New York, has lived in Forest River, North Dakota for the last 15 years. In 2012, he launched the Facebook group All Things King. He has had over 400 articles published and has conducted over 200 interviews, including talks with 32 Stephen King Dollar Baby filmmakers. His wonderful wife Gina is his biggest supporter, and the All Things King fan page is his way of recommending the great works of Stephen King to the world. He uses as the group's motto the warm words of Mother Abigail: "You are all welcome here." An enormous sociocultural indicator of the popularity and significance of an artist and his or her body of work is the scale of the fandom that springs up surrounding it. James Patterson is a hugely successful and popular author, but there aren't Patterson conventions and Patterson action figures and ceaseless Patterson film adaptations, nor are there Patterson signed limited editions and Patterson trivia quiz books or Patterson authorized swords, a House Patterson ruled journal, and scores of books about his work. This dynamic does describe, however, the fandom community and universe that has emanated from the works of J.K. Rowling and her Harry Potter tomes, the whole Star Trek and Star Wars universes, George R.R. Martin's Game of Thrones, and, of course, the work of our subject for today, Stephen Edwin King. Anthony Northrup is the creator and webmaster of a 5,000-member-strong Facebook group called All Things King. It is a very active page, with lots of fun and interesting posts by Tony and his team, as well as posts by lots of King fans. I thank Tony for frequently featuring me on his page. His birthday tributes are legendary, and for talking to me about ATK. I, Stephen, speak first. My first question is simple. What do you think there is about King that has resulted in the entire enormous world of fan involvement and enthusiasm? Anthony Northrup. King knows what scares us. He has proven this 1,000 times over. I think the secret to this is that he knows what makes us feel safe, happy, and secure. He knows our comfort zones, and he turns them into completely unexpected nightmares. He takes a dog, a car, a doll, a hotel, countless things that we know and love, and then he scares the hell out of us with those very same things. Deep down, we love to be scared. We crave those moments of fear-inspired adrenaline. But then once it's over, we feel safe again. King's work generates that adrenaline and keeps it pumping. Before King, we didn't really have too many notables in the world of horror writers. Poe and Lovecraft led the pack, but when King came along, he broke the mold. He improved with age, just like a fine wine, and readers quickly became addicted, and inestimable numbers morphed into hardcore fans. People can't wait to see what he'll do next. What innocent, commonplace thing will he come up with and turn into a nightmare? I mean, think about it. Do any of us look at clowns, crows, cars, or cornfields the same way after we've read King's works? I ask him, how did your outstanding Facebook group, All Things King, come into being? Anthony. About 5 years ago, I was fairly new to Facebook and the whole social media world. I'm a very old soul. I've been told that many times throughout my life. I miss records and VHS tapes. So Facebook was very different for me. My wife and friends showed me how to do things and find fan pages and so forth. I found a Stephen King fan page and really had a fun time. I posted a lot of very cool things, and people loved my posts. So, several Stephen King fans suggested I do my own fan page. It took some convincing, but I finally did it. Since then, I've had some great co-administrators, wonderful members, and it has opened some amazing doors for me, including hosting the Stephen King Dollar Baby Film Fest twice at Crypticon HorrorCon in Minnesota. I have scored interviews with actors, writers, and directors who worked on Stephen King films or wrote about King. I help promote any movie or book and many other things that are King-related, and I've been blessed to meet some wonderful people. I have some great friends thanks to All Things King. I also like to teach our members about King, his unpublished stories, lesser-known short stories, and really deep facts and trivia about his books, films, and the man himself, info the average or new fan might not know. Our page is full of fun facts, trivia, games, contests, breaking news, and conversations about all things Stephen King. We've been doing it for 5 years now as of August 19th, and yes, I picked that date on purpose. I ask, you and your crew obviously put a huge amount of work into All Things King. What is your schedule like in terms of working on the page? How often do you work on it? Every day? How many hours? What's your routine when you set out to work on the page? Do you have admins? Do you respond to comments first? Do you post art and info first? Give us a peek behind the ATK curtain. Anthony. Working on All Things King is not easy. For 5 years, people from around the world have come to our page. Close to 5,000 members visit to see what we have to say about Stephen King. It is mind-boggling sometimes, and often overwhelming as well. We are honored and humbled by it. We have members who were with us since the beginning 5 years ago. My schedule for ATK is basically whenever I get free time. I work on it mostly in the evenings, and I always post something, oftentimes an On This Stephen King Date moment. I tried taking on the page by myself in the beginning, but between work and life, it was tough, so I brought on board co-administrators to help me out. They have scheduled days that they post when I'm not around. I've had different co-ads over the years, but currently I have a very solid and amazing staff. My wife, Gina, Hans von Wirth, a longtime friend who lives in Germany, and Amber Pace, a longtime friend, mother, and wife who lives in Wyoming. I couldn't ask for better companions. Or, as we call ourselves, Catet. The hours I spend on ATK depends. Sometimes it's a few minutes, sometimes hours. The two toughest parts of running the site are, first, downloading all the pictures and graphics needed for each post. Posts are usually games, trivia, did you know, and other fun things. I check the page daily to make sure all is well, that there are no dramas going on, and to make sure everyone's having a good time. I answer members' questions, make my own comments to posts, but mostly I'm always pulling together graphics and pictures ready for the next day of posting. The main challenge of ATK is coming up with ideas. After 5 years, it is not easy coming up with new and fun things to post. During those 5 years, I've covered every possible angle of anything and everything Stephen King has done in every category. We've broken his works down and talked about them, found amazing details that are new info to many fans. We also post the latest news about his son, Joe Hill, and his books. People think running a fan page is easy. It's not. It is fun, but it is a lot of work. It pays off, though, because we are making thousands of fans happy, and the emails and messages I get from our members make it all worthwhile. There are some amazing people out there, and if we can bring a little happiness into their lives, then we've done our job and done it well. Here's a tweet from Stephen King. Anyone who has to call himself a genius, ... isn't. I ask Anthony, how strict are you about limiting posts and discussions to all things King? For example, when King tweets about Trump, do you allow comments about Trump when they have nothing to do with King or King's comments? Anthony, as a professional and respectable fan page, we do have to have rules. Some of those rules are such things as no hot topics. This includes politics, mostly. No profanity, no disrespect to ethnicities, partner preference. We just like to keep all drama off the page because this is not the place to talk about hot topics, and we prefer to keep them at bay. We want nothing but a fun zone for all our members. We are a diverse group, therefore we have zero tolerance policy for inflammatory or contentious topics. We get all age groups and genders, essentially, people from all walks of life and age groups, so we keep it a welcoming place. We do have occasions when members will post a tweet from King about Trump, but it comes down. We just don't need a long thread of hate and political debates among members, and we learned long ago it causes major problems, so we don't dare let that happen again. We just want the basics. King's books, other works, films, biographical stuff, and news of up-and-coming books and projects. It's simple, fun, and drama-free. ATK doesn't take political sides, regardless if it comes from King or not. I ask him, as someone on the front lines of King fandom, what are you seeing in terms of SK fans' interest in the work of Joe Hill and Owen King? Is there more interest when King collaborates with his sons, or is there serious interest in general? Anthony says, there are definitely SK fans who keep up with the King family and already know about Joe Hill and Owen King and what new projects they are working on or coming out with. A lot of King fans are becoming Joe Hill fans as time goes on. Joe is an amazing writer, and not just because he is his dad's son, but because he really can tell a tale. A lot of people say this regarding Joe's writing. He reminds me of Stephen King's early works, and it's true. Joe has done something King has done, and that is to scare me. I don't scare easy. Joe's NOS4A2 is great fun and really scared the heck out of me. He's getting better and better, and the Lock and Key graphic novel is amazing. I can tell you this, coming from, as you described, the front lines, SK fans have all agreed on two things regarding Joe Hill. One, heaven forbid something happens to Cy King, or after he passes on, they have all said they will continue reading and collecting Joe's work as they feel the torch has been then passed on. And two, all Stephen King fans that I have spoken with have agreed that Joe should write more Dark Tower stories if something happens to his father. They feel Joe could capture that magic his dad created and also add his own unique touch to it. Owen doesn't have as large a body of work as his brother. I've read Double Feature and that's it. So I and many others are curious to see him open his wings and fly regarding writing with his new book, Sleeping Beauties, written with his dad. I'm looking forward to it enormously. King has collaborated with other writers, and those books turned out to be hits, so I'm sure Sleeping Beauties will too. I would like to see more from Owen. There are conversations we've had on ATK many times, and it is nice to hear various opinions on the subject. Then I ask this. Last question. If you could have a sit-down with Stephen King and ask him anything you wanted, and he promised to answer truthfully, what would you ask, and why? Anthony says, that's a tough one. I've had discussions on ATK about this in the past. You hear the same answers all the time. Where do you get your ideas? Well, I wouldn't ask that. It would be hard for me to ask him just one because I have a ton to ask and even just talk about. I would tell him that I lived in the town where Silver Bullet was filmed, and I've been across the bridge in Maximum Overdrive tons of times when I lived in North Carolina, and that I've interviewed some of the same people who filmed or starred in his films. I'd also tell him about my hosting $2 Baby Film Fest, and, of course, I'd talk about ATK and the 5 years running it. But to stick to the question at hand, I would ask him three things. One, if you could go back in time and save Kennedy, 11-22-63, would you do it? Two, will we ever see Roland and his quintet in a new book again? And three, the fans are a dedicated bunch. Their devotion includes everything from the long lines they wait in at book signings, building huge book and memorabilia collections, having tattoos of characters from your books on their bodies, social media fan pages, to those who have gone through tough times and your books have gotten them through those tough times. So my question would be, Cy King, what are your true feelings and thoughts about Stephen King fans? And I do not mean the Annie Wilkes of the world. Good questions, Cy Tony. Thanks for being in Stephen King, American Master.